Okay. Fine. Simon mem ches sivo. Continuing, so tonight it will continue with possible bekisnim, which is the mezonos. You know, when you make mezonos, when you make hamotzi. And then it's going to move into Iker and Tafel a little bit. Okay, so Vav, Isa shen is bashlav nefsa. Isa that gets cooked, and afterwards it gets baked. Going ka'achim, beagle, bretzel, lechem gomor, that's considered lechem gomor. But dafka kishen nefsa hated, but that's only when it got baked well. So meaning if it got cooked, right, this is like bagels. So then it's considered that's how much. Zayin lechem gomer shebishlu atignu b'chema v'kadoyim. So let's say legitimate bread that you cooked or you fried with butter. Afilu hever menu tayar lechem. Even if it no longer looks like bread, you're going shetachu bebeitzim. You smeared it with eggs. And yesh b'chol prusa kezayis. So that each prusa has a kezayis din lechem alav. It has a din of bread. And if each piece does not have a kezayis, even though with the bishul it blew up, it expanded, and each piece has a kezayis, or it got stuck together through bishul and it became one big lump. Even if it still looks like bread, it doesn't have a din of bread. You only make a bracha barimine mizaynus, and afterwards vafilu achal kedei svia. Even if you ate enough to be full. So there's a lot. There was a lot of information there. Like we said, there's lots of information. This basically Zion. I should have said this before, but Zion is referring to croutons, right? You make croutons,
Not French toast.
French toast, croutons, matzah brei, knedel, well, not knedel exactly, matzah brei, what else? All those type of things, right? So as long, if it's less than a kezias, and you mixed in other, I mean, it's about where you had regular bread, now you're taking your leftover bread, so French toast. So it's bigger than a kezayis. So then you for sure are making how do you call it hamotzi on that. But if it's smaller than a kezayis, or it gets all smashed together like stuffing and all that type of thing, then it has a din of, and then it's all going to get mezonos. Right. And that's even if you eat kedei svia, that's the bigger chiddush. Even if you eat a ton of it, it's still a problem. Well, not a problem. It's not meaning it's mezonos. Bishlon, and if you didn't cook it, ela sheira right, you poured hot liquid on it. Have the safik bracha, then it's a safik. If ira is considered bishul for this or not, and don't eat this only during the Suda. Vimloy Bishlan, and if you didn't cook them, Ela Sharon Bamashkin, you soaked it in liquid, Iba Marak or in soup, a kadaima, Vaimba Prusis Kazayas Bazaar, then the Vaimba Prusis Kazayas Bazaar Tali, then it's Tali. So this is talking about where you take bread, and you, let's say somebody decides to take bread or a croutons and put it into their soup. So now you have to make a moitzi on the soup. Zimyesh Ben Toya Lechem Eloi, right? So it's Tali whether it has the form of bread or not. Jim Yeshem Toyer Lechem Havilu Din Lechem Gomer. It has a din of Lechem Gomer. Vim Ein Lechem Toyer Lechem. If it doesn't look like bread, Ein Lechem Din Lechem. Then it does not have a din of Lechem. Right? So if you take croutons that came from bread, leftover bread, and it looks like bread when it's in the soup, I don't know. To me, it sounds like you might have to make hamotzi. Certainly when it goes into a salad. Right? meaning on the, or either that or let it sit in there until it ru until it no longer looks like bread, then you won't have to. If it doesn't look like lechem, it doesn't have a din lechem. And then even if you eat a lot, you only make mezonos. Let's say the liquid starts looking different because of the prusas. It's yadua that it lost its form of bread. If you soaked it in red wine, it doesn't have a din lechem. Oh, I should have mentioned this. Maybe I should have mentioned it yesterday, today. Okay, as long as Baruch Hashem, I remembered. What's the bracha on wraps? Are wraps hamaitzi or are wraps mezainis? So the big issue with wraps are it's flour and water. I mean, with a lot of other junk, but it's flour and water. But the question is, does that look like lechem? Those that say it's mezainis say it doesn't look like lechem at all, and others say it does look like lechem. So that's that part of. Yeah. Isa ches. Isa shenilosha afil b'mayim levad ubishlo. If you have dough that
One
was
second, you
kneaded,
didn't give a psak.
I don't have a psak. I have no idea what to do. When I eat a wrap, unless I'm traveling and I'm nowhere near water and I'm starving, then I'll make a mezainis. If not, I'll wash on bread before I eat a wrap. That's my mahalach. Okay, ches. Isa shenilosha. If you have dough that's kneaded, kneaded, even with water, ubishlan, then you cooked it. Even if you eat a sheer svia, right? So that's also donuts and those type of things. Ubishlan. So they're made from the five grains, and you cook them. Even if you ate a sheer sviya, and if you eat it with soup, and dough that you eat with soup, or milk that it gets cooked in it. Now we're getting now he segues into Iker v'tofel, right? So it says if you now he's talking about mezainus and he's saying it's
Is
alamich. What?
he also saying that it's mutter to make milchig bread? He said
No,
before you cook in butter, now he's
you're
saying you cook
putting
it
it
in milk.
into milk. Here it's you basically cereal. This is the cereal sugya,
He
right?
did
There's no
say before
nothing.
they fry it in butter.
He did, yeah. But I'm assuming in that case, I'm assuming it's
Yeah.
small, small pieces.
He's not,
He's
yeah.
doing it behetzer or different pieces. I'm assuming. But here we're talking about something else. Now he segues into imoichlan im amarok. If you eat this mezainus with soup, right? So now, good. Now that we're saying you have in the situation where you're going to have the croutons are mezainus. So we know that the ikker, you always make a bracha on mezainus is the ikker, right? So do you make mezainis? So do you when you're eating a soup and it happens to have some croutons in it, so you make mezainis now too. And cereal. So v'im oichel im amarok, v'chein machole isa sha'oichlim im amarok oyim machalok. So dough, mezainis foods that you're eating with soup or with milk. Shenas bashluba ain tzrichin levarach halamarok. He's saying even when you cook in it, ain tzrichin levarach halamarok v'chalok. You do not have to make a bracha on the soup and on the challah, ki hema tefelim u'betelim l'gabei, and it's bottle to the food. Avalim bishul rak ma'at levivos grisin, but if you only cook a little bit of these levivos and these grisin, right? I don't know exactly how you type levivos and grisin, but it's some sort of mezainis things. Ve'ikar kavanasi rak bishul aroite v'ochalav. And your ikar kavana is to have the milk. You just have to, you just put these in order to give it a crunch. Let's say b'tail, and then you would make shakol, right? So what does this get us to? This gets us. Well, let's finish first. ואף על פי שאוכל כמה לביבס או גריסן, even though you're eating the mezainis, אין הרויטה ואכל הפתלם, the liquid, and the milk is not bottled, כיוון שהן עיקר. The עיקר is that you're eating the soup, not the croutons. מקומוקם כדי לעסס על צער היועס הטוב, the best thing to do is, רוי לברך תחילה שהכל על הרויטב, או על החלב לבד, first drink a little milk, or drink a little soup, ולשתס קצת, then drink a little bit, ואחר כך יברך על הלביבס על הגריסן, and after that make a bracha on these little pieces of mezainis, bari mina mezainis. שגם הם אינן תפלס, because they're also not tuffle. Tuffle means, how do you touch tuffle? They're not the main thing. They're, what's it called? There's like sub, they're sub, they're not the main thing, subordinate, let's say. Yeah. Shigam Hema Ainan Tfelis. Where are they going for that? Right, as he's saying, first drink a little bit, make Shahakal drink a little bit, then go eat some of these pieces of Mazinus. Shigam Hema Ainan Tfelis, Afal Pish Aina Kavana Bashvilan. They're also not tuffle. Even though your kavan is not specifically to eat those pieces of mezainis, it's shemin dagan hu chashuv. It's considered a grain. Ve'enu nasa tuffel lahavse b'chasei. It's not going to grain is never going to become a tuffel to lose the bracha. Kol shebali tein tam b'keder, as long as it's there to give tam. Right. So
he's saying b'davka in this case to make the shahakal then the mezainis, even though usually you do it the other way around.
It seems, yeah, because it seems like the ikar is the soup here, I think. The ikar here is the soup.
Yeah, not, but even so, you should make a mezainis before a shakal.
Correct. Correct,
you know?
Right. No, that's true.
Is that because if you make a mezainis, the shakal would be a shaila?
Probably. Probably, that, I would think you're correct. Yeah. Okay, test. Machol and shayis mimatzik ketusha oy melechem b'far. Yes, foods that are made from matzah ketusha, ground up matzah, or from bread, mefarah kagan, kuftois, or levivois, knedel, kremzel, shema'arvinois, and beshuman, or beitzim, and cholov, you mix it in with fats and eggs and milk, the goylem, ravashan, and vetagnanois, and they you knead them together and you cook them. Mevarchan aleim, bari minim zainis, lachareim alamichyu, make a bracha on them, bari minim zainis, and afterwards, alamichyu. Yeah, that's okay. That's all those types of knedel. Yud dvarim mimine dagon, things made out of grain. Shebishlanim shar minim, and you cooked it together with other minim. Kamashu haderach shemavashim perurim psisim isa and pilon akitnias. They cook crumbs of dough with beans psisim imafuna ay chumus farfel and bendlach ay erbsin. Even if one min is the majority, since each piece is separated, here it does it in the order, then you can eat them together. So this is the big challenge issue. Right, what bracha do you make? You have all sorts of things. You got potatoes, and you got meat, and you got beans, and pashtas. So the kids are the way the kids are saying to do it is you separate each one and make a bracha, and then you can eat them together. But right to tofel vein tzarich levarach lev, and the liquid in the chalon that you would not make a shakol on that because that's tofel. Vajere nifta bebirchas bara pri adam. Fine. Avalim nesmachu v'nesor b'yachad. But if it gets smashed and mixed together, going Michael Shoyce and Shemarvin Kemach, who baits him, Gvino, Metagnin, or Mibashanoisa, Avabisha Kemach, who a muat, even though the Kemach is only a muat, in Kamakam, Kimachu, Machamesh, Minadogan, who Khashub, like we know, Mazinus is the most Khashub, Vavarchon Alabari, Mine Mazinus, Vacher of Alamech. Vamnam Dafn, Kishanoisa, Mesa Kemach, Kishisha Yetin Tam. But that's only when you put the wheat in there in order to give taste. But if the only reason why you're putting in the wheat or flour is to make it stick together, You take like some sort of side dishes and you mix in a little flour. And same thing if you bake some sort of cake out of almonds and sugar and eggs. You put in a little flour, just as a binder, that's what it's called. Then it's bottle. So the classic example of this is licorice. Right? So licorice is lots of sugar, and they need something to bind it with or to make it into that licorice. So they use wheat. So it used to be that many held that, oh, it's wheat in there. So you make a mezainis on licorice. Most poskim, as far as I know, say that that wheat is not in there for taste whatsoever. It's only in there to act as a binder. And therefore, the bracha, the proper bracha on licorice is shakol. The next one is schnitzel, right? So you fry schnitzel. You make mezainis because it's flour, or do you say shakol? What? So it depends. What it, you have to know why you have the coating, the bread coating around the schnitzel. If it's there for taste, then the bracha on schnitzel's mezainis. If it's there just because you can't fry chicken without having some sort of coating, I don't know why you can't, but seems like you can't, or you sh but most people don't. I don't know. So then memela, then you would not make a bracha mezainis. As far as I understand, most in America say you make shakol, I think in Eretz Yisrael there are more that say mezainis, but that's because there's much less schnitzel in the ones in Eretz Yisrael, because the chicken is more. But my daughter had a test, and the teacher, like, she didn't do so. It's a halacha test, and I did it with her, and she got like an 80 or a 90. I was like, oop, I'm in trouble. But one of the answers on the test was that the bracha on schnitzel is mezainis. Well, that's why I didn't do 100 on that one, because I told the shakol. So I don't know how they deal with these halacha tests in school, right? But because there's so many different shittas. Okay, but that's basically the sugya with mezainis mixed in. B'chein roitiv shemavashen v'sakanasim emktsas kemach kolo yimatugan b'chema. Some sort of liquid that you cook and you fix it with a little bit of roasted wheat that's fried with butter. Ein mevarchen ala roitiv ki em shakol. You don't make a bracha on the roitiv except for shakol. Avol, because it's basically a liquid, right? Avol im hu boireres hapirurim hamatugnin v'oichel. But let's say you decide to take out the crumbs, whatever mezainis is in there. You take it out and you eat it by itself. Tzarech levarach aleihem v'oreh minei mezainis. V'moichel mehem
Why
kezayis.
would that not be Adama? Why would that be Mazinus?
I don't know. It's very hard to figure out what these foods are that he's talking about. So
He said grains, they're whole grains that are cooked.
I don't know if they're whole grains or they were dough before. I don't know. You have to make an alamichya. All right. So then that also gets into what bracha do you make when you eat cereal? All right. So most say you just make a bracha on the cereal. You don't make a bracha on the milk because the milk is tuffle to the cereal. And that goes even if after you finish the cereal, you listen to your mother and you drink the milk, right? Even so, you still would not make a bracha on the milk. Yeah. Okay. We'll stop over there.